Here's William this morning. William, you're an alcoholic.
Yes, I am indeed, Stephen. Yes.
Thank you for calling us. What would you like to say, William?
I'd just like to say I've been listening to the discussion and listening to the minister. And, you know, it's a flawed argument. It really is, because I'll give you two or three examples here. Number one, I'm an alcoholic. And I'm lucky enough to have a job. I'm what you'd call a functioning alcoholic. I'm not the person, the caricature you see on the street. But I will spend whatever it takes to have a drink. And I drink in the house. I don't even go near the pubs because they are so expensive and overpriced. I drink in the house. If he puts it up, I just cut back on household essentials. Now, people further down the chain will cut back on even more. And the ones right at the bottom going to beg, steal and borrow. And I'll raise another thing, Stephen, here. Illegal sales, they're already doing it with the cigarettes. The gangsters, the paramilitaries be rubbing their hands at this. They'll be manufacturing the moonshine or whatever around the corner, flogging it out of corner houses the way they do the cigarettes. And see, the final point I'd like to make, or see, when they're talking about the price of alcohol and so on, and it's dirt cheap. Think about it, Stephen. See, in Spain or Greece or wherever abroad where it is really, really cheap, cheaper than here, those countries don't have an alcohol. Well, maybe they do have an alcohol problem, but they don't have it the way that we are going on. You know, so at the price,
so you're saying no matter what price, William, alcohol went up to, you would keep drinking?
Yes, I would indeed.
And are you currently able to stop at all, or?
No, I'm sort of controlled. I can put on a good act, so I can from time to time. But you know, I go home and I get into the drink and what have you, and you know, you'll see, it'll catch up eventually. It probably will. That's my lifestyle. That's my choice. I pay, I have a good job, and I pay taxes, national insurance, whatever. I'm contributing to the health service too. You know, it's the same flawed argument. My tax, the tax I'm already paying all the alcohol, I'm contributing to the country
so
as well.
You describe yourself, William, you describe yourself as an alcoholic.
Yes.
Give me a sense of how much you've taken a drink, for example, over the last week.
Oh, yeah, you'd be talking a couple of litres of vodka and a few beers, a few glasses of wine, that sort of thing. To me, that's probably where normal people, as you want to call them, you know, they may be appalled at that, but to me, that's like a level of consumption keeps me ticking along. You
You're
know?
Killing yourself, though, aren't you?
Oh yeah, yeah, freedom of choice, you know. But
how long have you been drinking for, William?
Oh, about 30 years. You're talking like, you know.
Was there a reason that you started drinking? Is there a reason why you're not trying to stop?
The reason I started drinking was probably when I was wee, walking past the pubs, hearing the laughter and chatter and the smell of drink fumes coming out. You know, it's a little bit triggered like that, just sort of thing. But, you know, it's a habit. And
Are you trying to get help?
I've been to AA. I've been to everything, all this sort of thing. But to be honest, I went to those things because people was wanting me to go to them. I didn't want to go myself. So, you know, I just function in my own wee bubble. I don't go out. I don't wreck A&E. I've never been to A&E. I mean, to me, anybody goes into A&E drunk and causes trouble should be getting done under the existing laws.
How old are you, William?
I'm pricing to deal with them. I'm 56.
And the alcohol hasn't, these litres and litres of vodka you're drinking, it hasn't started to affect your health yet?
Well, maybe it has. I mean, probably if I went down to a doctor or health centre or whatever, they'd probably say, well, how much do you drink? And if you drink over there 20 units, you know, you've got a massive problem kind of thing. I'd probably be drinking over 100 units in a week sort of thing. But, you know, I suppose it's the same story. You get some people who smoke all their life and are okay, and you get other ones who have the odd one and, you know, suffer for it.
Are you not frightened as to what you're doing to yourself?
No, see, when you live in a country like this, Stephen, there's nothing to be frightened of, you know. when you look at the way they get on, the way they all squabble, when you look at the weather here and what have you, we're a northern European country. We're a morose, miserable Celtic race kind of thing anyway, you know.
Have you a family?
I have indeed, aye.
Do you want to live longer for them?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. But, you know, you get to have other things too. You know, life's a lottery, the wheel spins.
Andrew Dougal, what would you say to William this morning?
Well, it's a decision for William himself. It's a disease that he has, and it should be treated as such. And if William has to make a decision himself that he wants to do something about it, both for himself and for his family, and let's hope and pray that he can do that, because many people have enjoyed a very new life after many decades addicted to alcohol, and they have come to enjoy a new light and a new life. And I would urge him to think seriously about seeking help, but it's his decision, and he needs to want to do that for himself.
If you wanted to stop
other people,
if you wanted to stop William, do you think you could?
I probably could, yes. Uh-huh.
So, I thought the definition of an alcoholic was someone that wanted to stop and couldn't. And you describe yourself as an alcoholic based on the level of drink that you're consuming, obviously.
Yes, society. See, if I do these surveys, you get surveys in magazines, you get surveys. If you answer more than 3 out of these 20 questions as a yes, you're an alcoholic. Well, I answer about 17 of them as a yes, you know. So, you know, society defines me then. So
what would you say to the health minister, Jim Wells, this morning, who wants to stop, I guess, people like you being able to go into a supermarket and drinking so much that you are putting your health at risk?
Well, basically, he won't stop anybody, because see, if somebody wants to drink, they will get the drink, Stephen, by hook or by crook. Whether if it's somebody as lucky as me that is holding down a job and can afford, can grin and bear it, but just divert the cost from something else in the household, or see somebody further down the ladder, you know, I mean, they're going to steal, they're going to do whatever to get it. They're going to go to illegal sales of cheap illicit alcohol.
And do you forgo food sometimes for drink?
Oh, yes, I would, yeah.
So there are times you don't eat so that you can drink?
Yes, that happens. It wouldn't be often, but, you know...
And yet you tell me you think you can control it.
Well, you know, I haven't been sacked from my job. I'm, you know, functioning. I've never been warned in my job about anything, so... And I don't, you know, my job doesn't involve driving or anything like that. So,
right.
You know, I manage okay. I'm a sales assistant, actually, you know.
William, thank you for talking to me today. Appreciate you calling.
Okay,
Andrew Dougal, thank you. Dave Atherton, thank you.